on the road or off-road, Chevy Silverado is built for tough performance in any condition. Hit the road in a new Silverado pickup. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com for a dealer near you. Chevy Silverado, official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
I'm so thrilled that the Chicago River is in the condition it is because even 20 years ago, not many people would want to jump in the river. This is 720 WGN. Thanks for joining us. Doug McConnell is with us, world-class open water swimmer, the founder of A Long Swim. This has been a long journey, hasn't it, Doug?
Boy, it has indeed, Lisa. It's such a treat to hear from you again.
Oh, my gosh. I was excited when I saw the news, and I was hoping that we could land you as a guest today. You know, Bob Kessler, who is one of our news people here, one of our anchors during the midday show, had qualified and was ready to go last year. And then, of course, it didn't happen. Are you opening up this to everyone again to reapply?
Yes. We really are making sure that swimmers are experienced. So we're asking people to go through an application process to make sure that they have experience with open water and, you know, a distance of this sort and so forth. But, we certainly seem to have plenty of demand for the slots. It'll be 500 swimmers. Last year they had opted to be, about half of them were 1 mile, the other half 2 miles, and will be in the main stem of the river.
That's amazing. And how long ago did we do this? How many years has it been? Was there ever a swim like this?
Yes, ma'am. It turns out when we first had the idea, it turns out that the idea wasn't original. I did a little bit of history research and so forth. Turns out that after the Chicago River had been reversed in the year 1900, people were so enthusiastic about the fact that the river was so clean, because of course at that point it was, you know, it's Lake Michigan water that is headed the other direction. And from 1908 until 1927, they would have these annual swims in the Chicago River, and old Tribune articles tell us that that not only did they attract some of the top swimmers in the world, but as many as 100,000 spectators. You know, we've got old photographs of people hanging out of windows and that sort of thing. But it was a very big deal. And now, 98 years later, we're hoping to bring it back.
And now you're going to have one of the top swimmers as the featured athlete who's going to participate.
You know, we've got a lot of top swimmers. It's interesting. We've got women like Becca Mann, who is is on the national team for open water long distance swimming. There's a woman from Mexico who is Marielle Hawley is her name, who has completed the Ocean Seven, which is like the seven summits in mountaineering. There's some really, really top swimmers from around the world in this swim.
And Doug, you're one of the world class open water swimmers. Where's one of the wildest or more interesting places you've ever done an open water swim?
Well, we've done a bunch of them, one of the ones that is, I think, most relevant to this swim, the Chicago River, is a loop we did around Manhattan Island in New York City, and where you swim in the in the East River, and then the Harlem River, and then finally the Hudson River. It's a 29-mile swim, but two of the legs are downstream, so it swims more like 20. It's just a whale of a way to see New York, I'll tell you.
I bet. And what a way to see Chicago. And this just speaks volumes to the world about the revitalization and how safe the Chicago River is compared to what it was 35, 40, 50 years ago.
You know, you're so right, Lisa, and I think that that's really the real takeaway here. This is a celebration, and it's a celebration of literally 50 years of dedicated hard work from legislation, from, you know, the EPA, Clean Water Act, Friends of the Chicago River came along in the late 70s, nonprofits like Current, MWRD doing their good work, and as they have been for 120 some years. This is really a victory lap, including the city administration. I mean, Mayor Johnson deserves to take a big attaboy himself here. And so there are so many people that are responsible for this, and we just get to hold the swim to be able to celebrate it.
And will you be swimming, or you're too busy directing?
I'll be on the directing side, I'm afraid. Okay. A 2-mile swim is a regular training day, but there's a lot of moving parts to this.
Well, I hope that we'll continue to have conversations as we get closer. Thank you for joining us today, Doug.
Oh, I'd love to. Thanks so much, Lisa. This is always such a treat to visit with you.
Oh, I feel the same way. Doug McConnell is the founder of A Long Swim. Look into it. You need to be qualified. You need to be a good swimmer. Applications for the 2025 Chicago River Swim are open to the public through Monday, August 11th at 10 p.m. Central Daylight Time. So you have between now and Monday to make that decision and get your application in.